League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
What happened that you knew you were getting older? 1-800-330-9999. I was out to dinner with two of my girlfriends on Friday night. So we have our Mexican, we have our margaritas. We have like two margaritas and then we're sitting at the bar after dinner because we're hanging out. And why are we going to go home? It's 9 o'clock at night because, you know, we're moms. We're excited. We're like at the restaurant at 5:15 on a Saturday, Friday night.
Okay.
And then I realize that neither of them can read their text messages. So their text messages are coming in and they're taking their phones and they're squinting and they're doing the thing with the phone when they bring it close and then they pull it far. They pull it close and they pull it far.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what are you doing? And they're like, both of them can't read their text messages. So I said to them, oh, my mom, you can make the font bigger. My mom does it.
Oh, like, yeah. I've already done it on my phone, actually.
Have you?
Yeah, I'm up to 110 or 115 on most pages that
you
I'm on.
You can do that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can make the font bigger on your phone.
Click
it's
on the top left side.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I didn't, I told them, and they looked at me like I was dumb, and they're like, we know we can do that, but then people know we're old. And I was like,
yeah, the squinting is so much easier.
Well, that's what I said. You take your glasses out so you could read your text messages like you're in a restaurant looking at a menu. What are you talking about? Mm. And I was like, that's it. That's your first inkling that you're getting older is when you refuse to change the font size on your cell phone because you're afraid people are going to think you're older.
I had two things this weekend. Number one, I found myself saying out loud, I can't drive at night anymore.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
What? Am I a thousand? When did that happen? I said, I can't drive at night. What's up with these headlights? Why is everything so glaring? I can't see anything driving at night.
That's my son's grandmother said.
I know. I remember my grandmother saying it. Yeah. She was like 90. And then the other thing, I would have never thought I would have been this person. I went back to the grocery store and I returned meat that I bought.
You returned meat?
Friday night, oh. I went to the grocery store, my wife and I, to buy a bunch of stuff for a barbecue on Mother's Day. And I woke up Sunday morning and the meat was brown. And she was like, well, just go return it. I was like, that's not a thing that people do.
Oh, it is.
I walked right into the store.
If you're over 60.
I returned the meat and the kid didn't eat. He didn't even blink an eye. He looked at me like,
yes,
all right,
sir.
That's exactly what he said. He was like, all right, sir, would you like to do a formal return or you just want to go grab another thing of meat and then come over here? I'll slap a sticker on it and then we'll be done with this. And I was like, I can do that. He was like, absolutely, sir. And I went.
Raven was going to be like, looky here, young man.
And I came back. And of course, on the way home, my wife asked me, she's like, they take the meat? I was like, yeah. She's like, I told you so. I was like, and the young man was very helpful. Yeah. I mean, all those things happened to me in one weekend.
Producer John, when did you know you were getting older?
So I've had gray in my hair for my entire life. I found my first gray hair when I was 12. So gray hair, that never bothered me. That's a true story, by the way. But gray hair never bothered me. But then gray started coming into my beard, and that was super not cool.
I think that John's been dying his beard for a while.
Yeah, that's I know. I know that's your theory, Raven. But in reality, no, seriously, I had like a completely dark beard forever, and I had a full head of gray hair, and it was cool, man. It was such an awesome contrast of colors. I would have grown men stop me in like the store and be like, hey, what are you doing to do the thing? I'm like, it's all natural, bro. It's all natural. But now... Now it's not working for me.
Not holding up anymore.
It started to encroach on the beard, and I'm upset about it.
Clearly. Grown men would stop me right in the grocery store.
Wow, man. Your contrast of colors is amazing.
Waiting in line for coffee. That's a true story.
1-800-330-9999. What was that moment, that thing that happened that you knew, oh, man, you were getting older? What was the thing that happened that all of a sudden you knew you were getting old? 1-800-330-9999. Raven, when my daughter told me that she liked this new song that she heard on TikTok, right? And she was trying to figure out who sang it.
Yeah.
And then it was this. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down. I was like, Hayden, this isn't a new song.
No, it's so old, she doesn't even actually know that Rick Astley existed.
Well, 100%.
That's funny.
Right. And, like, this is even before my time, to be honest. But I was like, at least I know this is a song that's already existed in the universe.
Wait a minute.
It's not a new song.
This was before your time? Because this was dead in the middle of my time, just so you know.
Right. Well, thank you. I think you forget that I'm a lot younger than you.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody even knew what Rick Roll was when it came out. We were just like, wow, that's a really fun song. We were just like, wow, he seems really upbeat. Wow, he likes to two-step dance in his videos. Nobody got it.
Looking at our text line, I have to wear earplugs at concerts. That's how I know I'm old.
Yeah, my wife wears them when she's like weed whacking and stuff.
Really?
When I see her do that, I'm immediately like, oh my gosh, my wife is old.
So it's actually a big thing with me. And I think it's from us wearing our headphones all the time.
Yeah.
Like my hearing is really bad. Like
I
can't hear anything anymore. So maybe that's why it doesn't bother me, because I can't even hear what's happening.
Yeah. I mean, I went to 1,000 rock concerts back in the day here. So I can't remember any of that stuff. Here's an indication that I'm getting old. I pick out my socks for the next day based on what the temperatures will be and how much walking I'm planning on doing that day.
What happened to you?
I don't know. I was a maniac. Do you know that? I was a crazy person.
No.
I was to be feared.
Now you're elderly. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How did you know you were getting old?
All right. Well, you see, I own a spin studio, and I was doing a 2000s playlist, and I had two girls in my class who were born in 2000, and then that was that moment. I knew I was that old guy.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
They had no idea what that song was. Right.
But because they were born the same year it came out, Raven.
And Raven, what's that thing that happened that you knew you were getting old?
I knew I was old when I couldn't function with a hangover at work. When I was younger, it was never fun. And, you know, it always kind of was bothersome. But now if I am too hungover, I have to call in sick. Like, I cannot sit there. I am in so much excruciating pain. It's not like, oh, you just push through and laugh about it later. Mm. It is actually like catastrophic. So that, you know, that change kind of indicated to me, like, I'm not a kid anymore. I'm like getting old.
You know, they always say that hangovers only last one day. I disagree. I think that I realized I was older when my hangovers would take me a week to recover. You know, I'd be like, no, I can't do anything for the next 6 days.
No, I'm with you though. Yeah. Like if I go the day after and I'm hungover, like I think that people at my work think I'm still drunk. So I'm with you. Right. Like you can't get away with it like you used to before. You just towel it off, a little cold water on the face, ready to go.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was the first time you realized you were getting old?
I went into my doctor about my knee and was hoping that I could get, you know, it fixed. And the doctor just said, nope, you're just going to have bad knees from now on.
Yep.
I had a doctor tell me that about my eyes. She was like, some people just have crappy eyes. And I was like, is that clinical, doctor? And every time I bring it up to her from then on, she denies it. As a matter of fact, in my eye doctor's office, two out of three of the doctors that I have there deny ever seeing me for my problems that existed before.
Oh, I think you just need a new eye doctor, Raven.
Right?
So, yeah.
That would make sense,
normal.
Right?
Yeah. No, but the knee thing is a big thing. Like ever since I had knee surgery, and it's kind of like accepting that I'm never going to be 100 again is really, I don't know. It like gets you in the heart when you think about it. 1-800-330-9999. When's that moment? That thing that happened that you were like, oh my gosh, I'm getting old. How'd you know you were getting old? What was that moment, that thing that happened? 1-800-330-9999. On our text line, Raven, when I bend down, I can't get back up. For me, I get back up, but I make, involuntarily make a lot of weird noises.
And oh, yeah.
Like, so I sit down and then I get up and I'm like, ugh.
Yeah. I do the same thing.
What?
It doesn't matter what I'm doing. It could be bending over. It could be picking something up. It could be standing back up. I make a lot of noises now that I didn't used to make.
Yeah. And on also on our text line, my metabolism has slowed down to a full stop. Same, girl. I mean, I've been trying to lose this 10 pounds for 6 years. I don't know what is happening at this point. Remember when you would just go on a diet for a week? And then you would just lose the 10 pounds. That was it. You fit into all your clothes again.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. No, those days are gone.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How'd you know you were getting old?
The moment I realized it is I teach fifth grade, and we're talking about television, and I was telling the children that in order to get the radio waves, we would put aluminum foil in hangers. And the other thing is we didn't have all the channels on the TV, and they're looking at me, no remote control. Like, are you a dinosaur?
Right. Wow. You know, the funny thing is that when our cable goes out, like when the stream, it's not even cable, it's streaming, but when the internet breaks, I actually look around, like if it's a storm system or whatever, and I'm like, where do we have like a soda can or something? And I'll stick it on the antenna that plugs in on the back. I don't think it actually does anything.
It doesn't. But
in my mind, I tell myself it does. It makes a difference.
It used to.
Yeah,
that's right.
It used to. You're exactly right.
Yeah, it's like when Hayden's iPhone isn't working, I ask her if she blew in it. Like I blew it in the bottom.
Right.
She looks at me like I'm crazy.
Like a Nintendo.
Right. And on Raven, how'd you know you were old?
I realized I was really old when I went into urgent care for a sore throat. And the nurse asked me if I was on any medication, and when I said, or take any daily medication, when I said no, she looked at me in total surprise and said, wow, that's awesome.
Right. Like somebody your age? Wouldn't it? Crazy. Right?
Yeah, no blood pressure, not even a baby aspirin.
I'm on so many of them, I forget half of them when I fill out the stuff now.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was the first time you realized you were getting old?
Well, so I used to only like tequila and only going out like to bars. And now the first thing that I think about is like, you wouldn't catch me dead at a bar. Like, I don't want to be around all these people. I don't want to be squished. I don't want to smell like beer. And I used to hate red wine like my whole life. And now I started being an avid wine connoisseur and I only like going out to dinner.
It's interesting because when I was younger, I would be so excited if my weekends were packed with events. I was going to be doing this Friday night and then Saturday during this, I had this, and then I had an event that night. And now I get excited when I don't have anything planned.
Right. And if you can get your family out of the house on top of it.
Woo!
Oh, look out.
Yep.
It'd be crazy. Silence? We're going to do silence here Friday night?
We're going to sit on the couch and watch
so
TV?
Nice.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wait a minute. We're going to fall asleep inside of 18 minutes as soon as I put the TV on a channel? I love it.
Pajamas at 5 o'clock? Yep. Sign me up.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Amber's drawings might be.
You have to promise not to freak out.
You're not an evil person just because you drew pictures.
Amber drew that?
What in the...
Sketch. In theaters August 6th. Get your tickets now at angel.com/sketch.